The Ike Riley Assassination are our next guests on our Week at the Warhol in the Cafe. Their latest album is called We Belong to the Staggering Evening, and it's their best since their first for the Chicago native, who after playing in Celtic-influenced bands and more in his teens, abandoned music for a family and a series of day jobs that included gravedigger and hotel doorman. Ike Riley came back to music with the well-received Salesman and Racist album and has been plying his noirish take on rock and roll ever since. Let's begin with a live version of a song that is only a few days out of date, 8 more days till the 4th of July. Ike Riley Assassination are playing live today on the World Cafe, and I am so glad we got a chance to do this full band thing with the crowd, because is it a challenge for you to get this energy in what you guys do live on a record?
Not really, no. I mean, we did it this last time.
Yeah, you really did. Now, you went to Chicago. You made the big trip from Libertyville to Chicago.
Well, they all live in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
But I live out in a big, huge estate,
yes,
you know, away from them.
What is Libertyville like? Because you've lived there all your life.
How I perceive it, or what it really is like.
Well, they do both. That'd be great.
It's kind of middle America, you know. It used to be more middle class. It's become kind of affluent over the past 15 years, but there's still a seedy underbelly, and I'm allowed to prowl from the depths of the slime to the upper echelon of the community now.
Yeah, and there's a really good batch of songs on this We Belong to the Staggering Evening. Were they written in a short period of time? Or
say it again?
I said there's a really good batch of songs on We Belong to the
Staggering Evening. That's the part I wanted to hear.
Yeah. You're good. Were they written in a short period of time?
I think they were written on our last tour for the most part. Some of them were written on the bus as, you know, like Charcoal Days was just a jam we do on the bus. Valentine's Day in Juarez was about our bus driver who punished me by taking every drug he could take and being late for work. And I accused him of, I lectured him about his abuse, and he said it was the cigarettes, you know, that kept him up. So But we were in, we did all of us spend Valentine's Day in Juarez last year.
Well, you got to do that one.
And I'm not going to do it now.
I know, but do it later. And what are you going to do now?
I'm going to do that song, Charcoal Days and Sterling Nights. Anybody watch the show Cops? You can admit it, man. It's all I watched, you know. Well, it's a good night to make a bad friend. I saw you leaning on a weekend, and you were telling anybody that would listen, you'd never dream of going missing. You try to make me believe with all your slick flattery that something decent lived deep down inside of me. And though you love your man, you said you never really been in such an unspeakable position like the one you got in. Well, it's those lies you tell that make me wanna be a lover. Well, the lowdown was that there was a knockdown, drag out fight over by your house on Sunday night. The neighbor said that someone called the police and that you were outside in your panties and your bare feet, and that your husband was out. This is Valentine's Day in Juarez. Yesterday I smoked, today I don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yesterday I swallowed, today
a rented room with a suicide girl and a pull-out view. Charcoal drawings of hearts and sin had arrows ripping through his skin. Valentine's Day warriors carry roses across the bridge to gain favor with the suicide girls. Valentine's Day dangerous thing if you let them in. Where he killed time wasn't always clear, in places we both know have been closed for years. Was on the 5th day of February when he said he just spent Valentine's Day in war.
Forget Amy Winehouse. It's the sing-along chorus of the summer. Ike Riley, Assassination, are playing live for us today. Now, when Salesman and Racist came out, the big kind of selling point, one of the big things was, here's this guy who's been working these blue-collar jobs, and he found his muse, and he started rocking. But actually, that's not the whole story, because in Libertyville, you were in a bunch of bands way back, and you quit. Why did you quit?
Well, I wasn't in bands in Libertyville.
Oh, you weren't?
No, but I was in bands in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And I just quit. I didn't quit. I just quit. He quit me, actually, now that I think about it. We were playing. He quit me. I'm still reeling over it, but, And then my wife started inadvertently having babies, and so I stayed home, and And then I met Ed, and Ed started recording me, and then we met Dave, and then I got signed, and then Phil came back, you know. Yeah. Phil was in Tripping Daisy in Dallas, and so.
Well, we're glad
you came
back.
Now we're slugging it out.
Absolutely. What do you want to do next? Do you want to? Irish Eyes. Yep. Tell me about this one.
I am married to a Serb. I was at a Violent Femmes concert when this beautiful gay woman beat up my friend, and I hung out with her the rest of the night.
You seem to have made all the right choices.
What else? The litany of Irish names are all my friends that have been around. And
they're unbelievably Irish names. I mean, they're like...
One of them is the late, great Christopher Farley, too, so...
Wow.
What else? Oh, but it was really a quickly written song in the studio, actually. Dave and I played it together, one take, and then we recorded over it.
So. Great song. This is Ike Reilly.
The staggering evening, I belong to the sweltering night. I belong to the girl that's leaving, but all she wants to do is fight tonight. Listen to my Irish eyes, the darkest beams with the lightest cries. When you ever gonna realize, all we're gonna do is fight tonight. Mixed it up with a girl named Tank. Now I believe Tank was lesbian, and somebody crack, well then let's be friends. She's Irish too and musical, oh it's giant and beautiful. She threw the first punch, it was the last. Knocked John Elko flat on his back. When I be big she's like 6'10". Got on her shoulders and I watched the femmes. When Irish eyes are burning bright, drink your women, run for your. They'll ruin the night. Well, Irish eyes are burning. Some time ago, I went to a show with a Serbian girl that I still know. It was a Friday night as the show let out. I was rolling all over around on the ground. Under the lights of the marquee, the Liberty Theater, I was skinning my knees. I was breaking my nose on the fist of a crow. I smashing my balls on a boot of 1-2. They loosened my teeth, but I didn't really know it. I was bleeding on summer, but baby, dreaming of you. Just as the tide was beginning to turn, I saw the face of Kevin Moriarty. Matt and Pat and Jack and Eugene Graham. Frank Quinn and Brendan O'Shea. Joe Sweeney and John F. Quigley were clean and sober, but goddamn mean. Christopher Farley and James Ford. When I look for my teeth, when Irish eyes are burning bright, drink your women, run for your life. The day will be shy, they'll rule the night. When Irish eyes are burning, it doesn't matter if you're 17, it doesn't matter if you're 21, it doesn't matter if you're 33. Forgive me, baby, Jesus, what I've done. Forgive me, baby, Jesus, what I've done. Sweltering night. I belong to the girl that's leaving, but all we're gonna do is fight tonight. Listen to my Irish eyes, the darkest beats with the lightest cries. When you ever gonna realize I belong to the staggering night?
All right. It up.
Ike Riley, the Ike Riley Assassination. Did I tell you there's a particularly good batch of songs on this new album?
I heard it three times.
Oh, okay. Well, is that enough? Is that...
Our writer said six.
Oh, but, well, we'll get a few more in afterwards.
All right.
Ike, thank you so much. Thanks to the band.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Yes.
We have ruined every show we've done with you. I would say this was the best one. Every time we've come from New York and we never went to sleep, and we were really terrible every other show.
But not tonight.
I think this was better than... terrible, but not where we want to be.
On that disappointing moment, give it up, Ike Riley Assassination. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.